A North Dakota farmer says technology pays off. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by the Farm Credit System. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. Jerry Messer farms and ranches in southwestern North Dakota near the town of Richardton. In a recent conversation with Brownfield, Messer talked about their extensive use of precision agriculture and other technologies on the farm. More after this. At the recent National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, Brownfield's Jerry Passer visited with Jerry Messer of Beaver Creek Ranch in southwestern North Dakota.
We milk 250 male cows. We have 1,000 beef cows, and we plant about 15,000 acres.
You said something last night when we were talking about we don't use horses much anymore.
Yeah.
Why don't you use horses anymore?
Well, I think mostly because what we'll use horses for is like when we push calves up and stuff like that when we're branding and vaccinating. Mm-hmm. But normally for checking the pastures and stuff, we use all four-wheelers. And actually, we do use some GPS. We use some drones to help us round up some cows once in a while out of the coolies where we can't get to them with horses and four-wheelers.
So you use a lot of new technologies on that ranch.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said last night, my brother Greg and his boys, Travis, Josh, and Jaden, they're in agronomy, mm-hmm. and they're very much into precision agriculture. Mm-hmm. So they've done a lot for us. Josh actually works for Yield Center 360, basically brought some of that technology to the farm. So it's interesting to see how these young adults can bring technology back mm-hmm. that's useful to your farm and really helps out quite a bit.
Now, when we talked back to the drone a little bit, you said if they get down into a gully or whatever, that you fly the drone over the top and it'll lead them out?
Absolutely. It'll just get them to run out of the gully so you don't have to go into the trees and stuff and get them. So it's worked out pretty neat. And we use it more, that plus for crops. We check our crops with them. Travis is out there usually once a week with his drone flying over the top of the crops, checking emergence, checking weeds and all stuff like that.
Now, photographing infrared or what?
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. They got cameras on us so they can tape everything. They can tape how the crop's going, and then they go home and they study it and figure out what they need to do.
How has this changed your operation?
Oh, it's a lot. Precision agriculture is something that it's an investment. You're not going to pay for it in 1 year. But what the boys have been able to do is they've been able to show us that the ability to control your inputs, and we've been very fortunate that through precision ag and through variable rate technology, mm-hmm. we've been able to cut our fertilizer costs by 30% and yet improved our yield by 20%.
That's Jerry Messer of Richardton, North Dakota. He currently chairs both the Midwest Dairy Council and the National Dairy Council. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.